5-1 the final here in Game 2 for the Calgary Hitmen over the Saskatoon Blades in the best-of-seven Eastern Conference quarterfinal series. Time for the live interview segment. It's a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan DeSilva is with me up here in the broadcast booth in the Saddle Dome. I've rightly liked your first 10 minutes today. I thought this is going to be the turnaround in the series. And then a mistake, a tough break, and all of a sudden it's 2-0, and boom, it was catch-up time and you were playing from behind.
Yeah, it was like deja vu all over again. I think both games in this series, I've liked our starts. I thought that tonight our first period was actually the best period of the series for us. Again, it's you know, mistakes by rookies on our team or young players, right, yeah, that don't have a ton of playoff experience. And they got to learn from this. They're learning the hard way, right? And then you get down 2-0 to a team like that. It almost seems like an insurmountable challenge to get a comeback or comeback. But we fought right to the end again, and they played with pride. And from what I understand, Les, it takes 4 wins to
sure
win
does.
A series, right?
Yep.
So the good news for us, we get to go back home and play in front of our fans.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing I noticed about them that they're able to do, I mean, so many times I saw, there was the one play in the first period, I believe it was, or in the second period, where it looked like you were going to get a breakaway, and they knocked down the pass. How many times they knocked down passes that looked promising that had to be frustrating to watch from the bench?
Yeah, well, they have really good players. They have some talent on their team, right? And they are able to, they have really good sticks. They can pick off plays. They're high IQ. They know how to put themselves in good positions in order to do that. And I just felt that we moved pucks too slow. You know, we took our time with it. We tried skating pucks instead of just moving it and making the simple play. I think at times we were disconnected in terms of trusting each other to be in spots where we need each other to be. And they work, man. They take away time and space. Like yesterday, or after the game on Friday, I said the same thing. Like they take away time and space. They put pressure on you, so you're making those plays maybe a little bit quicker than you want to, and you're not able to make that tape-to-tape pass with there's a stick in the way. So you got to give them credit. They work.
When I was looking for, after you fell behind 3-4-0, was somebody to make a play, make a hit, try and get somebody going to get you engaged. And I thought Jack Ketchkowski was trying to do that throughout the game.
Yeah, that was, you know, the message in the dressing room and on the bench is like, we need a spark here, you know, a positive spark, something to celebrate. You know, they have guys that are running around and playing physical, and, you know, I don't think we want to be known as a team that gets pushed around. So we got to, you know, push back, and we need to stand up and up our level of physicality. I thought, you know, we did that, but I still think we have another gear there for sure.
And the pulling of goaltender Evan Gardner after 2 periods, that's nothing on Gardner, because, again, without him, who knows what the score is through 40 minutes. It's just a matter of, hey, he lives to fight another day come Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to get him rest. He had already 36 shots through 2 periods. Like, it's already a full game load. So, you know, and it was just to give our group a spark, too. Maybe that's, you know, put Ethan in there, who obviously came in and played great for us and made 11 saves and a big stop on the breakaway there on the power play. So, and Ethan's just been such a tremendous teammate on the bench. He's loud. He's into it. He's one of the positive players that's always supporting his teammates. So I think that he deserved that as well. And so it was a bit of a win-win situation. We get to give guards some rest, much deserved, well-deserved rest, and then get Ethan some playoff experience and something he's deserved as well.
You get home at midnight or so tonight now, because this is an afternoon game. Do you work the guys tomorrow a little bit, have some sort of a skate or practice tomorrow before Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to watch the video. It is tough getting, you know, the good news is we get back at a decent hour. It's not like crazy late, and like we're getting home at 5 in the morning or something like that. So this is something we're going to evaluate as coaches here on the bus ride home when we watch the game back. And there's definitely things we can work on, special teams being one, an area that I think we can improve. But there's also, like, the rest, right? We spend a lot of time on our end. We are working. We're working hard, you know, and they're just not getting the results right now. We just need to, you know, get out to a really good start and get that first goal, or not make those really costly errors early in the game, and then get behind it and just chasing it all night long. So, again, that's something we'll evaluate through the video and decide upon if we're going to practice tomorrow, or maybe give the guys the day away and come in and get to work on Tuesday. But, again, we'll make that decision on the way home here.
All right, Coach, thanks for this, and appreciate you coming upstairs, and look forward to seeing you back downstairs.
Sounds good. Thanks, Les.
All right. Head coach Dan DeSilva joining me here on the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time.